In March Madness, 67 teams get mad, and one gets crowned the champ. Lousy odds, eh? It gets worse, though. In every single opening round game where a number one seed has faced a number 16 seeded team, the 16 seed has lost. That's 108 in a row. Sometimes you're just not going to win. We've had some family experience with this. Perhaps you have too. Last week, my son's JV lacrosse team lost 17-0 and then 14-2. They may well not win a game all season. When my wife was governor, despite her Herculean efforts, the Michigan team had no chance to lead the nation in employment. My daughters, who have been full-time student advocates, were not going to bring all their freshmen, who were at an average third-grade reading level, up to a 10th-grade level. Finally, to offer a leading-at-home example, for years, one of my daughters and I seemed utterly incapable of avoiding intense arguments with each other. The victory of peace seemed completely unattainable to us. What do leaders do in times like this? Here are four tried-and-true suggestions. Number one, don't stare at the scoreboard. It'll get you down. Besides, you can only score on the field. Forget about the last goal you've given up. Do continually return to the present moment, the only place anything can really change. Number two, don't set impossibly high standards. Instead, do set specific, reachable, interim targets that will allow you to A, stay focused on achieving, and B, generate some momentum. Then celebrate the achievements. Number three, don't collapse into scapegoating, which unfortunately is so easy to do, but instead clarify intrinsic values you will pursue, like loyalty or unity. It's a success, indeed an incredible achievement, when a young team stays unified under difficult circumstances. Number four, there's an especially important challenge for a leader when they know at some point they won't hit their goals, might have to close a business, or finish last or far from the top. The head leader has to lead herself. She must do the two things all great leaders do, set a vision and generate energy, and she must begin with herself. Because if you quit, whether you admit it or not, they'll know, and they'll be likely to quit as well. If you're leading a team through tough times, know that doing that with character is a much greater achievement and probably a bigger set of life lessons for you and the team than leading when everything is going your way. When things seem worst, lead with your best self.